The Silicon Mortuary, two carcasses, one entropic fate. Humanity, in its ceaseless delirium of fabrication and consumption, weaves, with the thread of the ephemeral, the shroud that shall enfold all. It reaches my ears through the information networks that snake across the globe like a putrescent nervous system, the tidings that the company Nothing, a name in itself, an epitaph, has unveiled two new cellular artifacts, yet only one shall attain the fleeting glory of beholding the light of the American market. And whilst men debate the mercantile strategy, my spirit, forged in the eschatology of matter, contemplates the true drama, the identical fate of both silicon casings, whatever their stage of brief existence. The mineral soul and the organic flesh, a false dichotomy. What difference does it make in the face of eternity whether one of these nothing phones is sold in the United States and the other is not? Both are mere agglomerations of matter, complex, yes, but intrinsically fated to disintegration. Silicon, the raw material of their circuits, is sand that dreams. It dreams of artificial intelligence, of ubiquitous connectivity, of the promise of digital immortality. But, like the human body, this agglomeration of carbon, water, and minerals, the physical hardware, the bare metal infrastructure that sustains the digital world, is an organism. Its circuits are the veins through which electrons flow, its microchips, the neurons that process information. And, like flesh, silicon is a temple and a tomb simultaneously. The distinction betwixt the organic and the inorganic is a tenuous veil, an illusion that science, in its analytical fervor, sometimes insists upon maintaining. But I, who have witnessed life pulse and wither in countless forms, affirm, all is matter, all is energy. The degradation of bit rot that corrodes data, the digital worm that insinuates itself into binary records, is no less real than the worm that devours flesh in the sepulchre. It is the same entropy, the same universal process of disorder, the same cold breath of dissolution that pervades the cosmos, from the most infinitesimal atom to the most vast data center. Programmed putrefaction and the electronic expectoration, that cellular device which shall not cross American frontiers, is born already bearing a stigma of death, a putrefaction programmed into its commercial existence. But in the end, what difference lies betwixt it and its fortunate sibling? Both shall succumb to programmed obsolescence, to the relentless march of progress that condemns today's novelty to tomorrow's abandonware. The software that animates it shall, ere long, be obsolete. The battery, a vital organ, shall fail. The casing, once resplendent, shall scratch, shall discolor, until, at last, it is discarded. And herein lies the hideous beauty of modernity. Electronic refuse, e-waste, is the expectoration of digital civilization. Mountains of discarded physical hardware, of circuits once alive, lie in landfills, exhaling the slow decomposition of their components. Copper oxidizes, tin rusts, polymers fragment beneath the unsparing sun. Each cellular device, each computer, each discarded screen is an epitaph, a material testament to the transience of all. It is matter returning to its origin, silicon to sand, metals to earth, in an eternal cycle of creation and annihilation. I have uttered it in times past, and I reiterate it now, observing the agony of pixels and the necrosis of circuits. O human pain, O pain that dilates and bends, O pain of being, O pain of non-being, O pain of life. And this pain is not confined to flesh. It manifests in the latency that tortures the network, in the timeout that heralds the failure of a system, in the packet loss that is the hemorrhage of data upon the vast web. It is the pain of matter unmaking itself, be it living or inanimate, organic or mineral. The cosmicism of the data center and the demise of Moore's law, humanity's obsession with its own perpetuation through technology is a delirium. Data centers, vast temples of silicon and energy, pulse with the artificial life of data. But even these colossi,